Gospels According to Love audio, Mark chapter 7, What Harms the Person, April 9, 2005. The Pharisees and certain scribes came together from Jerusalem to see Jesus. When they saw some of Jesus' disciples eat bread defiled, that is to say, with unwashed hands, they found fault. For the Pharisees and all the Jews holding the tradition of the elders, when they come from the market, unless they wash, they eat not. Many other traditions they also received, such as washing of pots, brass vessels, and of tables. The Pharisees and scribes asked Jesus, "Why walk not your disciples according to the tradition of the elders, but eat bread with unwashed hands?" Jesus answered and said to them, "Well, has Isaiah prophesied of you hypocrites, as written, 'This people honor me with their lips, but their hearts is far from me. Howbeit, in vain they worship me. Their doctrines are but commandments taught by men, laying aside the commandments of love. You hold the traditions of men, as the washing of pots and cups, and many other such things you do.'" Jesus paused for a moment, then said, "Full well you reject the commandments of love, that you may keep your traditions. Moses said, 'Honor your father and mother. Whoso curses father or mother, let them die the death.' You may, if one shall say to their father or mother, 'It is Corban,' that is to say, a faithful gift to love, 'by whatsoever you might be profited by me, he shall be free.' You suffer them no more to do not for their father and mother. You make the word of love to no effect through your tradition that you have delivered, and many like things you do." Jesus called all the people together and said to them, "Listen to me, every one of you, and understand. There is nothing from without a person that entering into them can harm them. The things that come out of them, those are what harm the person. If anyone has ears to hear, let them hear." When Jesus entered into the house from the people, his disciples asked him concerning the parable. Jesus said to them, "Are you so without understanding also? Do you not perceive that whatsoever thing from without enters into the person, it cannot harm them, because it enters not into the heart, but into the belly, and goes into the drought, purging all meats?" Jesus paused, then saying, "That which comes out of a person is that which harms them. From within, out of the heart of people, proceed hateful thoughts, adulteries, fornications, murders, thefts, covetousness, deceit, lavishness, an eye of hate, blasphemy, pride, foolishness. All these thoughts of hate come from within and harm the person." From there Jesus arose, going into the borders of Tyre and Sidon. Then he entered into a house. He would have no one know it, but he could not hide. A certain woman whose daughter had a spirit of hate, had heard of Jesus, and she came and kneeled at his feet, The woman was a Greek, a Syrophoenician by nation. She besought Jesus that he would cast forth the hate out of her daughter. Jesus said to her, "Let everyone first be filled, for it is not right to take their bread and cast it to the dogs." She answered and said, "Jesus, yes, Lord, yet the dogs under the table eat of the children's crumbs." Jesus said to her, "For this saying, go your way. The hate is gone out of your daughter." When the woman came to her house, she found her daughter laying upon the bed, the hate gone out of her. Jesus departed from the coast of Tyre and Sidon and came to the Sea of Galilee. Through the midst of the coast of Decapolis, Jesus was then brought a man who was deaf. He also had an impediment in his speech. They besought Jesus to put his hand upon him. Jesus took him apart from the multitude and spit, and then putting his fingers into the man's ears and touching his tongue, Jesus looked up to heaven, sighed, and said to him, "Ephphatha," that is, "be opened." Straight away, his ears opened, the string of his tongue loosened, and he spoke plain. Jesus charged them that they should tell no one. But the more he charged them, yet a great deal they did publish it. They were beyond measure astonished, saying, "Jesus has done all things well. Jesus makes the deaf to hear and the dumb to speak."